Relaxation for overcoming procrastination. Procrastination is the act of putting things off. This relaxation script is for overcoming procrastination by dealing with some of the causes of this behavior and increasing motivation to deal with the things on your to-do list. Listen to this relaxation audio with the intent to take action within the next 24 hours. Begin by finding a comfortable position and allowing your body to begin to relax. You may want to close your eyes or focus your gaze on one spot in the room. Turn your attention inward, noticing how you are feeling right now. Notice where your body is the most tense and take a few moments to relax these tense areas. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, lower your shoulders into a relaxed position. Breathe in again and relax your hands as you exhale. Relax your legs with your next breath. Now relax your jaw as you exhale again. Keep breathing slowly and calmly, letting your body relax a bit more with each breath out. Release tension each time you exhale, feeling your body sinking, relaxing, becoming loose. Now, let's talk about overcoming procrastination. The first step in overcoming procrastination is to examine the behavior. Think about some of the things you have been putting off. Now focus on just one of these tasks and think about the reasons for your procrastination. Why have you been putting this task off? There are a number of possible reasons you have been procrastinating. Here are some possibilities. Perhaps you have been putting off this task because it is something you do not enjoy doing. Maybe there are other activities that you choose to do first, and the task you procrastinate is not a priority. Maybe you fear failure. Perhaps you put off even beginning the task because you want to do it perfectly. Maybe the task is difficult. You may think you do not have time to do the chore. The task could be one that will take a long time, and you put off starting because you know you cannot finish right away. Maybe you are afraid of becoming vulnerable and opening yourself up for scrutiny. Perhaps you think the task does not absolutely have to be done yet, and you will get to it nearer the time you need to have it completed. Do any of these reasons apply to you? Or maybe there are other reasons you have been procrastinating. For the next step in overcoming procrastination, let's look at the results of procrastination. Think about the tasks that you tend to put off, the habits you have surrounding procrastination. What are the results of this procrastination? How does the act of putting things off impact your life? Most of the time, people find that putting things off simply increases stress. The task is even more difficult to do than it would have been if it had been completed right away, and all the time the task is being put off, it causes stress. By doing the chore right away, the stress goes away. By putting it off, the stress remains until the task is done. Somehow, even though we know that procrastination causes stress, decreases performance, and makes us feel worse, we still continue to put things off. The causes of procrastination somehow seem more important than the costs. Overcoming procrastination is challenging. Overcoming procrastination may be difficult, but it is possible. Overcoming procrastination may be easier than you think. Overcoming procrastination is possible by addressing the causes of procrastination, the reasons we procrastinate. Looking at all the costs of this behavior and its negative effects are not enough. Let's look again at the causes of procrastination. Perfectionism, conflicting priorities, vulnerability, chores we do not enjoy. These things can be overcome. Overcoming procrastination is possible. Overcoming procrastination is something you can achieve. Imagine a time.